Adam, I'm very excited this morning obviously you've invited me on the show to announce the big news, so I appreciate you having me on.
It was on mumbrella.com.au. Yesterday I first saw the article, I'll paraphrase it and read it. Could Will Anderson be set to make a triumphant return to radio? Anderson, the front man and co-producer of ABC's Gruen Planet, has been seen spending a lot of time at the Southern Cross Oz Stereo radio offices. That's Today FM, Triple M and the like lately. Now, given that last week the Highway Patrol, that's the drive shift on Triple M, was axed, and you used to work at Triple M with Limo, could it be time for a triumphant return? The article reports, here's an even more delicious theory. Remember when Anderson and Adam Spencer successfully co-presented Breakfast on the ABC's Triple J? And remember how Spencer leaves ABC Breakfast slot at the end of the year, and it said on Mumbrella yesterday, quote, Anderson and Spencer for Today FM, you heard it here first. Your thoughts, Will Anderson?
Well, people heard it there first because they were just making it up. That is the best way for people to hear things first. If you are the first person who's thought of that thing and then written it down, people will normally hear it there first. So I thought that was pretty amazing. But I started thinking about it. I mean, the idea of you and I going over to replace Kyle and Jackie O, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, you know, now that I think about it. All those great mornings of me hooking you to a lie detector and asking you about your sexual experiences.
Yes, great.
I mean, and for you, I mean, because I assume I'll be the Kyle role. That's what it seems to say in the article.
Okay.
So you're going to have to be the Jackie O role. So, look, I mean, obviously the last, 5 years on the radio there, you've had to be across all the political news stories. You've had to be across, the traffic and the suburbs and what's happening in Sydney.
Yep.
Now, for the next 5 years, all you have to do is just say, you're terrible, you can't say that, and giggle.
Will, you can't.
And you will get paid millions of dollars a year, Adam. It's a great opportunity. I think we're silly to turn down this imaginary opportunity.
You've worked in the commercial radio realm, and I mean, we're not talking like commercial talk radio, like your GBs and your UEs. You've worked on Triple M.
That's right.
Drive. What's the fundamental sort of mindset? What's the fundamental philosophical approach you need to do commercial music radio?
I mean, I think the real thing that you have to have is a love for free, thirsty Merc CDs. Look, if you really love the opportunity to just pick up a pile of Thirsty Merc merch, I mean, it's a great place to... I mean, that's one of the perks that comes with the job. I mean, I've never been at 702 and anyone's ever said, hey, guys, here's some Thirsty Merc back catalogue. You just take what you like. You take some of that home. You give it away as Christmas presents. Never happened, mate.
Someone's asking on 702, the brainstorming genius on the SMS here, I can't wait for the brainstorming geniuses in the Triple M think tank to rename you Azza. As part of Wilsey and Azza, or would I be Spazza or Spaz, Mike asks. If you had to market the two of us as a team, because on Triple J it was just Adam and Will, because that was our names, and that sort of corresponded with us, it was sort of the appropriate way to name. Have you got any sort of marketing or naming ideas? Are we a cage? Are we a crew? What are we?
Well, I'd say, firstly, you just got to go nicknames. I mean, Byron Cook, who actually works at the Austereo Network, yes, they did send me a tweet and told me that they already have a Big Z and a Small Z, so maybe I could be Medium Z. They normally go with us, so it'd be like Ando and the Spence or something like that,
Right.
Ando and the Spence in the morning. Probably maybe take a bit of the ABC marketing over. Like, I mean, obviously calling it... a Gruen Planet's too highbrow for that sort of market.
Right.
So I think maybe... thanks for joining us in Groin Planet.
Groin.
And, we would just be bouncing around in the groin of Australia.
Excellent.
Ando and the Spence, I think. These are just initial ideas.
Absolutely, absolutely. We had a talk back, I remember, a couple of years ago when it was revealed that John Hartigan from the Murdoch stable had a bust... of Dionysius, the god of wine, in his cellar, but it had his head imposed on him. We did a talk back on, if you were to model yourself on any of the Greek or Roman gods from mythology, which one would it most? But that really went well with the 702 audience. Is that the sort of talk back that's going to really kick it at a commercial radio music morning or drive shift? I've done talk back on prime numbers here. Is that the sort of stuff that's going to cut through?
Mate, well, the great thing is, I mean, we can take the same topic and just give it a little twist.
Yep.
When's the last time you got pissed on some old wine you found? Give us a call. I mean, it's the same topic. We're just giving it a slight massage for the audience.
Okay, okay. And then they can name the number of schooners, and I can just throw in a reference as to whether it's a prime number or not.
Yeah, look, I mean, most of that will happen off-air.
Yeah.
That's what the dump button's for. I mean, it's not for, obviously, as we've seen from listening to Kyle Sandilands' show, it's not for stopping offensive things going out on air.
Right.
But they do have that dump button just in case somebody tries to slip in some learning.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll see you at lunch at Otto today, and we'll see how negotiations go, okay?
Right, mate, you get your people to call my people. I've got some great Battle of the Sexes ideas.